Heidelberger Frühling Podcast. Heute mit
Bomsori Kim.
What does Bomsori, your first name?
Yes.
It's a Korean name. Yeah. What does it mean in English?
My name Bomsori is pure Korean, and which is very unusual for even Korean because they all use Chinese characters for their names. So it means, Bom means spring, feeling. And sori means sound, so it means sound of spring, which is very unusual name for Korean.
So you are an ideal partner for the Heidelberg Frühling Festival,
yes.
Because Frühling means spring.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is really amazing. I was in Frühling Festival last year. I enjoyed extremely in Heidelberg with great audience and also with this beautiful city.
The audience was much delighted to hear you.
I was able to feel their passion. I played with pianist Rafael Blechatz, and the program was similar to my recordings with him. So it was included Forêt Sonata and Szymanowski Sonata, Debussy Sonata, and Mozart, which is not that easy to listen to whole program because it's quite serious and heavy music, but they were so open, so I was really fascinated by the audience.
I think in 2020 it will be the same. You started playing the piano, not the violin. Mm-hmm. How did the change come?
I started piano to play piano when I was 4, and I started violin at 5, and it was natural. I didn't change my interest to piano to violin, but I generally love music. I love singing and I loved playing anything. I even played flute at that time too. So piano, I played both instruments since then to quite long time, like more than 10 years. And I chose violin as my major interest because I loved the sound, because it sounded, to me, it sounded more like singing than piano, because piano, we cannot really change after we push some notes, but violin, we can always change in the note, we can always change the voice, color, and I thought it's more colorful to me, and that was more fascinating for me.
You have more possibilities to change the sound and to express human feelings with the violin. It's better than on the piano.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Maybe pianists will not agree with me, but at least to me, violin is more, closer to human voice and singing. So that was more comfortable to me to express myself and to sing.
Your instrument is very old. It's from Guadagnini in Torino.
Torino. Yeah,
it comes from 1747.
Yes.
Does it have a name? And do you talk with the instrument?
I don't really talk to him. I talk to him or her, but I talk through my music because it delivers my message to people. Yeah, this violin is very, very special to me because this one is the first one I played on as an old Italian fine violin, and it's really historically very important one, and also it was played by great artists before. Yeah.
So the violin had a very long distance journey from Torino to Korea. How is music life in Korea? We see here in Germany a lot of students playing violin and other instruments coming from Korea. The impression is there is much music in the normal life in your country.
Actually, yeah, there is. A lot of concerts are happening in Korea every day, every week. Big concerts in Seoul or Daegu and all the big cities, and they have really great concert halls everywhere.
The musical education must be very good organized.
Yeah, I figured that too, because I studied in Korea till my university, so it's quite long education process in my musical life. And I went to art middle school and art high school, and I always meet my friends in Germany or in America. Like, they are playing in the orchestras or they are studying in everywhere in Germany or Europe, in Switzerland or Austria. I meet them all the time after all these years.
Do you still have family in Korea?
Yes, I have my parents in Korea, and my sister and my brother also are in Korea.
And they are proud on you?
I hope so. They are always telling me that they are so proud of me, and they are always enjoying my performance whenever I play in Korea, and they see my progress, and they are very happy.
You took part in many competitions, number one in every of those competitions. Now you stop this. You stop this playing in competition, but I think it's a tough training for later artistic life.
That's true, because I think it's very effective way to be exposed in competition, because nowadays the competitions, they do live streaming through internet so that everybody can see live performance of the competition in everywhere in the world. Wherever you perform, they follow. Yeah, I think that's the main advantage to be part in competitions, because then people will recognize your name and recognize your playing. And even though you don't win the first prize, they remember you. I think it's really good opportunity to be exposed by competition. At the same time, it's hard, the life after the competition, because everybody wins some competitions, and really so many musicians, good musicians, they are made by competition.
But it helps you developing your personality, I think, and it helps you to start the career.
Since I tried always to change my repertoire from this competition to other competitions, so I used competitions as my tool to experience new repertoire and learn new things through the competitions. Because I always get to play with orchestra and with nice pianists. And after all these competitions, I feel that I am ready to go to the professional yard. And I think it really helps, because competitions made me very strong.
In Heidelberg, Heidelberger Frühling, you will perform Mozart Violin Concerto No. 5. Mm-hmm. Mozart comes relatively seldom. Mm-hmm. You play a lot of other very, very complicated and heavy violin concertos, but Mozart is very seldom. Mm-hmm. Why?
That's true. In recent years, I haven't really played many Mozart. I don't know why, but people tend to prefer romantic concerto or stronger or complicated, more complicated ones.
Artistic, like those people who dance on a rope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the people who invite me, like presenters and also conductors or orchestras, they want some other pieces. But that's why I'm very happy to play this Mozart concerto, relatively seldom played, and especially returning stage in Heidelberg. I actually played Mozart sonatas in some festivals, and after the performance, I figured that also audiences, they are very fond of Mozart's music, and they can really feel the conversation. I mean, I was making conversation with pianists, and they were really involved, the audience. So I figured it would really, really amazing concert as well, the Mozart concerto in Heidelberg.
The communication with your audience is very important for you.
I think music is all about communication, so it's the main purpose what I'm doing on my stage, with communication with orchestra or communication with other musicians like pianists or other chamber musicians, and also to audience. Yeah.
You come to Heidelberg with a Korean chamber orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something about this orchestra, please.
This orchestra is really well-known orchestra in Korea because they are very communicative, and since they are playing together very long time. I don't remember what year they are, but very, very long time. And they are also very nice people and nice musicians. And I played with them quite many times in Korea. And this time it would be in Germany. And I'm very proud that we can introduce this great orchestra to Heidelberg.
So you are the leader. You have the most experiences being abroad. Mm-hmm. And they come, and I can imagine they ask you how to behave here in Heidelberg. You are the expert in Heidelberg.
I don't know. I haven't really discussed this discussed this kind of thing with them yet. But they are definitely very excited to come here. I mean, this Heidelberg Frühling Festival is a very famous one.
Do modern Korean composers write for you? Do you play very fresh music, so to say?
Yeah, I don't play that music, but yeah, they will be playing that music by a Korean composer, which is written recently. And yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to introduce our own composer to German people, German audience. I think they will be quite nervous about this because they don't know how people will react, but I think music is universal language, so I would expect that people will enjoy even far from East.
Do you feel sometimes to be homesick if you are all over the world but not at home?
Luckily, I actually was able to be at home in Korea quite often, so I don't really feel homesick so much. And I enjoy exploring and discovering new places all the time. And in Germany, I have been quite many places, but here is first time in Heidelberg, second time, and it's always amusing experience.
You are very busy. Could this go beyond a personal border where you say, now it's too much, I have to stop and have to say no, this concerto I cannot because I need a rest?
I think it's really dangerous if you take everything they ask because they don't know what your schedule is like, or they don't know your condition or your body status. So we need to really be careful because we always plan very ahead. Like we are planning now like 2021, 2022. So I think the good thing is that we can plan ahead and we can control how much I will learn like new things in this season and in next seasons. So it's very important, and also it's good thing that we can control that. Yeah, I'm very careful. The people who start to make career, they tend to make this kind of mistake, that they take everything and then they mess up.
Do you have an orchestra or a concert hall, whatever, and it's your great, great hope that you can go into maybe Carnegie Hall or whatever?
The hall I wanted to play is in Berlin Philharmonie Hall, and the orchestra I wanted to play again, because I played once with this great orchestra called Bayerische Rundfunk Orchestra in 2013, and from that time I always wanted to return and to play with them again, because I played Brahms Concerto with them and it was actually in Munich ARD competition, and I forgot totally that it was a competition because their sound was like from heaven.
So we hope that this will come true with a great orchestra.
Yes.
And I hope you'll come to Heidelberg and enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so very much too. Thank you so much for having me.